بسم الله. السلام عليكم. Welcome back to Young Black Muslima, the journey from hip hop to hip hop chapter one. We are still in this story of like when I converted and like my first experiences. And let me just say, this is the calm before the fast, before my first Ramadan. And I've already now, like, you know, understood. I took my Shahada. I've went back and forth between the Nation of Islam. I was, you know, searching for belonging. Now, just doing a bunch of research on Islam, just finding myself wanting to know more about the history of Islam. How does it connect to my blackness? And who am I as a black Muslim woman? My soul comes first, or my blackness. Like, I'm just going through the motions, right? This is the calm before the fast, okay? In 2015. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I literally am like, okay, I want to be Muslim. I know I want to be Muslim for sure. At this point, because I converted in 2015, but it was during Ramadan. So I started fasting before I, like, converted. But I was, like, doing all this research. And I was like, okay, I'm going to figure it out. Like, do I want to be part of the nation? And do I want to be a Orthodox Muslim, as they call it? Or, like, what do I want to do? So I'm, like, just searching. I'm, you know, trying to figure out what to do. At this point, I have stopped music for maybe I would say 3 months. I was trying to figure out if I wanted to do music or not. I had recorded some stuff, but I had stopped. And I was in my Brooklyn apartment at the still in Brooklyn. Literally didn't move back to Jersey. And when I was there, you know, just kind of contemplating on what to do, fasting, looking things up on YouTube. There wasn't a lot of stuff around that time. It was like a lot of Muslim content, I would say, that was relatable, like that I could digest at the time. So this is even before I went to Australia, before I got married. And I literally, like, prepared by, you know, just looking things up online, went and got a pamphlet from the masjid, read a little bit about fasting. And I literally, you know, was just like, okay, I'm going to try. Let's just see what happens. So around the time that I'm prepping, you know, I'm just hearing all these different things about, you know, going to the masjid. And at the time, I wasn't comfortable going to the masjid yet, because that one time I had went to the masjid, I felt super judged by a sister. And I was like, okay, I don't really feel comfortable going to the masjid right now. This is a lot, and it's just overwhelming. So I remember just, like, you know, going out, like, just, you know, like, let me get my last kind of like party vibes out before I actually, you know, fast, because obviously I'm not gonna have the energy to go out or do any of the stuff I was normally doing, right? And so it was real chill. No one really told me what to expect with fasting. No one told me. So I was, like, chilling. Like, I wasn't really worried. You know what I mean? Like, I was really excited. It was really intentional, like, what I was about to do. And I knew that it was going to be a time that my body was going to be going through a transformation. Because from what I heard, I've seen and heard that it is a transformational time. Because before that, I had a close friend that, you know, at the time, she would fast. And at the time, I would eat, like, you know, during Ramadan. I wasn't Muslim at the time. And she would just look at me, and I would be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm gonna wait, you know, till it's time for you to eat. When is that time? And she was like, no, it's okay. You can eat. I get reward for you eating in front of me. I was like, no, I feel so bad. I can't do it. I'm sorry. And she was like, well, that's really nice. That's really sweet. So I just didn't eat in front of her, or I just didn't eat. We were together, so I didn't eat, right? And she was like, okay, yeah. So this was the year before I became Muslim, and I was like, okay, cool. Like, I don't know what the deal is. I didn't know you couldn't drink water, right? I wasn't aware that you couldn't drink water as well. So that was kind of crazy. And yeah, I just was kind of like really in a space of, thinking about that time, my first fast. And I hadn't converted yet. I converted in the month of Ramadan, but it was very much like it was a spiritual experience for me. And it was very memorable. I can recall it like it was yesterday. And although it was very brief and very intentional, I remember just feeling this sense of relief that I was going to be in partaking in the fast. Preparing myself mentally for it was like easy. Like, I was like, okay, I'm gonna meditate, I'm gonna have, time, I'm actually gonna save money, I'm not gonna be eating like that. It was just a whole new transformation for me of thinking. And I recently read this article about Ramadan. I guess it was like is against imperialism or something like that. Ramadan goes against imperialism or something. It is a really amazing title. So I just read the title. I didn't read the article yet. So I read the title of the article, but I was hearing more about it from other people recently. This was like recently, like not in the timeline I'm telling you in 2015, but like the timeline currently 2024. So I literally was like, okay, I gotta put this on my list to read right before Ramadan to get a mindset. I'm watching all these videos, planning my calendar, doing all this stuff right now. So I'm like, okay, alhamdulillah. Light years different from where I was in 2015 in Ramadan, right? I literally was like chilling. I didn't know what was haram, what was halal. I was like not sure what I could do, what I can't do, what's permissible, what's not. I was like, I'm a Muslim, I'm gonna try to fast for Ramadan. And so that was like a calm before the fast. I didn't realize how much Ramadan was going to take a toll on my ego. Right? I was so not ready. I was prepared, but I wasn't. And it was just such a beautiful realization that I had such a huge respect for Muslims that I knew, I grew up with, that I met, that I saw fasting. I had just a different respect and a different way of looking at them. And so in this moment, I am highly regretful. Because I've already started, and the way my brain works is like when it comes to a spiritual matter, I have to complete it. I have to begin it. I have to complete it. I have to go forth and do that thing. It may take me time. There's just things in my life that I've started and I know I will complete. They're not finished. It's a part of the journey. But this was like something so I wasn't even aware of. Like, I wasn't even cognizant of how much I would be in mental and spiritual, like, turmoil, like fighting my ego. And so the calm was really amazing. But the fast began, and 2 days in, I was having headaches. I literally was like, I'm going to sleep. Like, I'm just gonna rest because this is a lot. And I don't know if I can keep up with this, right? I was invited to multiple dinners. I didn't know what it was about. They were like, oh, we're gonna feed you. I was like, and at the time, I became vegan and I was very strict with my diet. I had started eating vegan in like 2014, and it was 2015. I was like, it's already been a year. I haven't eaten any meat. And so I was very strict with that. And I feel like it changed the way I also saw the world too. Not eating meat for like a year, and just like my heart softened a little bit, I think too. Long Island, Allah knows best. But yeah, the first 2 days I slept. I didn't know how to pray. I was like, I gotta sleep, because I wasn't Muslim at the time. I didn't convert that first week, 2 weeks. I wasn't Muslim yet. I was literally trying my best. I was studying. I was doing all this. Like, I wanted to do the fast, wanted to see how it went. That right there, subhanAllah, I didn't know how much my ego was going to go through it, and how much I had to really tackle my ego when it came to eating like food. And I'm still doing that, subhanAllah. But alhamdulillah, I pray that this is a reflection that can connect to you today, and also just be able to be easy on yourself and understand that this is obligatory. This is an obligatory fast. You must try, make an effort. If it's your first Ramadan, like, the best thing you can do is refrain from speaking, preserve your energy, read Quran, ask Allah to give you strength, and make sure you wake up for Suhoor. That's my advice. Sorry, I hit the mic, but that's my advice. And I will be giving you more Ramadan advice. So we're going to take a short intermission within this tape. The chapter one is almost complete, but I wanted to take a pause to give you some of my Ramadan reflections on those things, and just like also like how Ramadan is restoring, how Ramadan is resolving. And I really want to focus on resolutions and like, you know, the resolve Ramadan gives you, and that. So I will be taking a break from just telling the story and focusing on Ramadan episodes for this Ramadan, just because this podcast is really known for that, and I really want to focus on that this Ramadan. So every Tuesday, inshallah, at 12 a.m., uploading Ramadan episodes specifically about the resolve in Ramadan and how it really helps to heal your soul and help you to be in touch with your ruh. The Ramadan ruh, the Ramadan soul of a Muslim, is just another energy, another vibe. So I'm looking forward to doing that, and looking forward to taking a break and just reconnecting with you guys in a present space, and inshallah being of support and setting intentions for this Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.